A Missouri soldier goes to Iraq, comes home, and finds that everything he owns is gone. Fortunately, as Missy Shelton of member station KSMU reports, the story is headed toward a happy ending.
Patrick Rogolin lives in an apartment in Springfield, Missouri, but most of what's in his apartment belongs to his girlfriend.
This table, definitely not mine. If we go into the kitchen, that's her coffee pot. All the silverware and dishes and stuff is hers. All the silverware and dishes I have were sold.
While Rogolin was on active duty overseas, something went awry with his automatic payments to Public Storage, the company storing his belongings. When payments were late, Public Storage auctioned off Patrick Rogolin's things. He says that shouldn't have happened, since he told the company he would be serving in Iraq and even called from the Middle East to tell them his payments would be late.
I called him and made them know that there would be a problem. You know, and they weren't happy about it, but they said they're going to make a note of it, just like they said they were going to make a note of it when I left, but they never did.
Clem Tang is the vice president of investor relations for Public Storage. He says the company didn't know Rogolin was on active duty.
This incident is inconsistent with the company's policies and procedures with regard to known active duty military personnel. And really, it resulted from an inability to communicate with the customer at the time that he rented the unit.
Soon after news of Rogolin's situation showed up on internet postings, hundreds of people tried to contact him with offers of money and furniture. One woman paid for the books he'll need at the local university when classes start next week. Others, like David Holt, a physician in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, say they still want to help.
That's sad. Do you know to treat a returning veteran for that horrible war we're involved in over there. So these boys that go over there and put their life on the line, they deserve a lot of consideration and respect and any assistance we can give them.
It's been hard for Holt and others to reach Rogolin because the attention caught him off guard, and he's been reluctant to give out his girlfriend's address. Instead, he's encouraging people to donate to charities for the homeless. Rogolin now has a $4,000 check from Public Storage, though he claims his possessions were worth more than double that, and money will never replace some of the things.
Photos of family, photos of me as a baby, they're material items, but what you have in your home makes it your home. I expected to try to make the apartment I live now, you know, my home. And it was really hard to not have those items that, you know, I had for so long to go back to.
Patrick Rogolin says he hopes that by sharing his story, Public Storage and similar businesses will learn how to work better with soldiers serving overseas so that when they return home, they don't face the same fate. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.